Move Your Mind, How to Build a Healthy Mindset for Life, written and read by Nick Brax. As a young kid, I always wanted to be the center of attention, trying to do the most extreme acts I could think of and always pushing the boundaries. I was incredibly active, which, even as a little kid, was a way to cope with putting my overactive mind at bay. It's incredibly unpleasant to have compulsive thoughts, and trying to ignore them or push them away doesn't always work. One of the earliest stories I remember is my obsession with Gary Ablett Sr., an iconic player in the AFL. My dream as a kid was to play AFL, and he was the pinnacle, arguably one of the greatest players of all time, who played for the team I grew up supporting, the Geelong Football Club. I remember once heading to one of our family holiday house trips at Wye River and stopping in Geelong to visit a sports store. In the corner of the store, I spotted him, Gary Ablett, and I instantly froze. My dad offered to approach him and introduce him to me, but I was so overwhelmed by the situation that I ran and hid in the change rooms, refusing to come out, not reappearing until Dad assured me Gary had left. The next month, all I would talk about was how devastated I was with myself about passing up an opportunity to meet my hero. It ate away at me. More comically, and not long after the incident, I was in religion class at school and were asked to draw a picture of God. Very seriously, I drew a picture of Gary Ablett kicking a goal in football. A few weeks later, my uncle took me to a Geelong game at the then Optus Oval, a football ground. We're sitting on the forward line, and in the final stages of the last quarter, I saw Gary Ablett kick up a chunk of grass. As soon as I saw it, I became fixated on acquiring this piece of grass. When the siren sounded, I was over the fence, weaving through security to grab the grass that Gary Ablett's boot had kicked up. Luckily, I was able to pick up the grass before I was escorted off the ground. I carefully took it home, planted it, and would water it every day. I'd get up before my parents each morning, sit on the windowsill, eat a piece of this grass and pray it would make me as good at football as Gary Ablett. If only life were that simple. This compulsive behaviour wasn't a one-off. It manifested in many ways during my adolescence and caused me incredible difficulty in my developmental years. As I mentioned, I quickly became obsessed with the idea of playing AFL football, to the point of training 6 hours a day as an 11-year-old. I don't know exactly where I felt this urge, and I didn't really question it. I didn't have the self-awareness or life experience to understand it, but it was overwhelming and strong, and I didn't feel I had a choice. I simply had to do it, like a never-ending pit that I just couldn't pour enough fuel into. The issue was that I was incredibly shy and insecure, and this only added to my need to prove that I was more capable in sport than anyone around me by pushing myself to the limit. It was a way of compensating for my combination of introversion with a need to perform and express myself by physically doing extreme things. In doing so, I could express and give an outlet to what was going on in my mind, with sport being the manifestation. Perhaps this was fueled even further by having a well-known and successful father. By the time I was 12, he had become the Premier of Victoria, a position he maintained until my early 20s. I was and always have been proud of him, but I think it added fuel to an already burning fire to prove myself and achieve big things. I have no doubt I would have behaved in this way regardless, but it became a combination of nature and nurture driving my extreme behaviour.